The mantra for women in the workplace has long been that you can have it all. Now, while that idea has been argued with a focus on climbing the ladder, the glass ceiling, workplace environment, pay, etc., my next guest with her new best-selling book takes a look at that idea, not just in the career aspect, but also in the realm of care as it relates to family. She lays out the challenges for both men and women and presents ideas which will bring people together in agreement about true fairness and opportunity in all aspects of life and requirements, personal as well as professional. Her book is Unfinished Business, Women, Men, Work, Family. She's the president, CEO of New America, former U.S. State Department official Anne-Marie Slaughter. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
And for the website for the New America Foundation's newamerica.org, you can check out the various information, educational pieces that they have over there. So let's turn back the clock. You willingly stepped down from a State Department position, and you, as you've explained in Unfinished Business and elsewhere, you were doing it for personal positive reasons. That wasn't how it was reacted to, though, was it?
No. In fact, if I told people that I had left my State Department job because otherwise I'd have to give up tenure at Princeton, everybody understood that was, you know, a very good reason. But if I said I've come home either because our oldest son needed me, or just more generally because we had two teenage boys at home and I didn't want to miss the last 4 years they had at home, that was not a good reason. In fact, I could see myself sinking in the esteem of the person I was talking to, which really seemed to me to be morally and even socially really out of whack.
And in tandem with that, you wrote an article for The Atlantic, Why Women Still Can't Have It All, which just magnified the confusion and the blinders people have for the issue that you write about in Unfinished Business.
It did, although it's very interesting how many women have come up to me to say, you know, you gave me permission to do something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work less and work in a way that I could have time with my children, and men wrote me that too, and I didn't feel like I could, and when I read your article, I decided, well, you know, if she can do it, I can do it. So there's a lot of desire out there, but there is, again, women are responding to the pressures that they feel that that's not okay to make time for our families.
And in Unfinished Business, Anne-Marie looks at our mantras as well as what to change, how to change it. And let's look at the three obvious locations with men, women, and the workplace. What's one of the key myths in professional, personal lives of women that are being embraced and sort of have to be reexamined?
Well, so there are a couple. The two I would highlight is, you know, for women, and I would say for men, who just think that they can go hard you know, all the time, even when they have kids, some will be able to, but many of us hit tipping points. It's just the nature of care, you know, that you have children or you have parents to take care of or a disabled family member or somebody, an ill spouse. It just, life happens, and often we find you really can't do it. You just can't be the professional you want to be and be there for a loved one. And so I give a lot of advice about how you plan a career to anticipate those moments where, or those periods where you're going to have to go slower, and then, but you want to stay in the workforce. And from the workforce point of view, what we have to then combat is what I call flexibility stigma. In other words, there are lots of workplaces that do allow you to work part-time or work from home one day a week or other kind of flexibility, but you're immediately stigmatized for it, and you're then not a player and you're not on the promotion track, even at a slower rate. And that just means that firms are losing an awful lot of talent.
So with Anne-Marie Slaughter, her best-selling book, Unfinished Business, Women, Men, Work, Family. She also heads the New America Foundation, newamerica.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Focusing on the workplace, Anne-Marie, if someone finds the absence of what they think would be a lot of what you write about in Unfinished Business, is it possible to change the workplace, or do you have to make the sacrifice and look for a new workplace that is more friendly to what your priorities are?
Well, a lot of people do end up switching workplaces, and I think employers are beginning to realize that to attract and to keep the talent they need, they do have to look at these issues. But I also suggest that you can approach your boss in a way that doesn't say, I need you to help me make room for my family, but that is, in fact, about how you can do a better job. Because all the research shows, and my own experience shows, when you let people take care of the people they love, they will still get their work done, and they will get it done efficiently, and they'll be loyal. And so what I suggest is that you say to your boss, look, I could do a better job for you if I could work on this schedule, or if, I could come in later or work from home one day a week, whatever it is that you need. And then suggest it on a trial basis. Say, look, let's try it, because I really think I can do a better job. I think really I will be a greater asset to this firm or this company if we can experiment with this.
And this isn't a fantasy. Marie has details of some of the companies that have put some of these ideas into actual practice in her book, Unfinished Business. Now, but between a couple, between a man and a woman, or man and man, woman, whatever the case may be, the designation of the primary parent, you know, when it comes down to the guy being the primary parent, usually we've all seen the stories in the media. Well, Stan lost his job after 25 years at the company. He's 55 years old, and finding another job is going to be tough. So Stan decided to be the Mr. Mom, and then Joan is going to go out and do the work. That's not always the case. It's a mutual understanding of who can do it best, who has the best opportunity to do it best.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things we just have to tackle, that we've changed women's roles dramatically, but we've left men's roles the same. And not surprisingly, we're just not making progress, because that means women are responsible for breadwinning, but they're also supposed to do all the caregiving, and guys can help, but they don't take lead roles. Whereas in fact, you know, when somebody has a big job, the other person often has to be the lead parent. Or in a given couple, the woman may earn more money, or she may be more committed to her career. And the guy is really a great parent, and he's working or he's not working, but he can support the family with care just as much as with cash. So we do have to tackle that stigma too. I was thrilled to see Paul Ryan say, you know, I'm willing to be Speaker of the House, but I'm not giving up my family and making family a priority. And I think a lot of young men actually really do want to be equal co-parents, and many are willing to be lead parents.
And certainly for the stability of the child, too, as opposed to the 21st century popularity of the latchkey kid, it sounds like a much better option for the future of the kid.
Absolutely. And what we know now about, you know, what happens to children's brains in the first 5 years of life, you're really shaping their brain. And we know also that men who are deeply involved in the raising of their daughters, it's great for the confidence of their daughters. And I can say, as the mother of sons who has a lead parent husband, it's great for sons too.
Wrapping our time with Anne-Marie Slaughter with her best-selling book, Unfinished Business, Women, Men, Work, Family. She also heads the New America Foundation, which on the web is newamerica.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you think of the operator of a workplace right now and hearing these ideas, or they've been told about your book, hopefully maybe even read your book, and they're thinking, shouldn't they be thinking, well, if I could take the anvil of someone off of someone over the fact that they wish they could be there for their child, wish they could be there for their invalid mate or their older parents, but they're being forced to come into work, why not look at options for the benefit of the company? Because I'll have a happier employee who will be a long-term employee and will want to stay, instead of, I'm always looking to see, well, they dressed up kind of nice. What's it got, a job interview today?
Exactly. And, you know, or watching their LinkedIn status change.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just reading a study of mega trends and in the world, and 90% of CEOs say that attracting and recruiting talent is one of their biggest challenges. And yet, you know, they've got 50% of women, or more than 50% of women, entering, because women are doing fabulously in school, and there are more women in college and graduate school now than men. They come into the workforce, they get trained, they use their talents, and boom, they hit caregiving periods in their lives. Again, children, or even if they choose not to have children, you can't choose to have parents, and you know, our parents are aging. And then they leave, and that employer is literally losing his or her investment. And so it really behooves employers to see this not as a women's issue, but as a work issue, as an issue of how do we rejigger the workplace, or I would say reinvent the workplace, to allow for an entire workforce, women and men, who now, you know, combine breadwinning and caregiving.
The book is Unfinished Business, Women, Men, Work, Family. It's a book that I think will provide extra energy to your personal priorities as far as what you see and the value of caring for those who are around you. And I think for those on the outside looking in on that situation, I think it'll help them understand and validate better that decision that you're making in regards to your personal life in tandem with your professional life. Anne-Marie also heads the New America Foundation, which on the web is newamerica.org. Anne-Marie Slaughter, you are providing an education for a variety of people with one book. That's a novelty and mission well very successfully done on that. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you.